Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Welcome to the third hour of the mid-morning show, Monday and Fridays. This is the Help Hour here on Vectus Radio FM 104.6 and online, every Monday and Friday morning between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Lots of information signposted you on to the places that can help if you need assistance. We also chat with people who help others. Now, hopefully, when I open feed of 9, we should be able to talk to Natalie.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello, Natalie. Now, Natalie is a mum and she's also the project manager for the Isle of Wight Wave 7030 project. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell us more about the Wave 7030 project.
So, the Wave 7030 project is a local project connected to a national charity called Wave Trust. And Wave Trust has spent the last 25 years pioneering research-based solutions to address adverse childhood experiences and children witnessing domestic violence and abuse.
Yes.
So on the island, what I'm focusing on is trying to improve the quality of life in the community. So the 7030 project, what that basically is, the aims are to reduce children witnessing child abuse, neglect, emotional abuse, physical abuse, children witnessing domestic violence by at least 70% by 2030. So that's where the 70 and the 30 comes from.
Gosh. So tell us more about how it all came about, the 7030 project.
So with me, it came about in lockdown one. I had a horrendous nightmare where I woke up to my son dying to COVID-19. My son is fine, but it was that nightmare that just made me go, Nat, you've got so much passion and experiences from my own childhood that could make such an impact to the wider community. So I went on Google and I put in child abuse charities and I thought to myself, right, I wonder what's out there. And then Wave Trust and the 7030 campaign came up and I was just drawn to it. I don't know if it was just about the 70 and the 30, but I thought to myself, I want to be involved. I want to be able to help other people with the experiences that I've had.
So tell us more about what it is that you're going to be doing as part of this 7030 project. What's going on?
So we are building a really big grassroots movement. So at the moment with the ambassadors that are on the island, we're working with local primary schools just to see where they are on their trauma-informed journey. We're working with the Isle of Wight Prison because at the end of the day, the prison is still a part of the islands.
Indeed.
And it's really important just to connect with all of these different sectors. One of the things that we are currently working towards is raising money to screen the film Resilience.
Mm-hmm.
See, the film Resilience is a powerful tool that basically shows people the science behind trauma and how trauma in your childhood can actually have a significant impact on you as an adult if things are not prevented.
Okay.
So that's one of the things we're going to be doing. And then we're working towards a Christmas competition at the end of the year, which is really exciting. And in a couple of months' time, I would love to come back to give you an update on what the Christmas competition is going to be about. But I think in the initial plans that we've made, it is going to be brilliant.
That's great, isn't it? Now, I see that as of earlier in May, that the domestic abuse bill has now passed into law. Isn't that just great?
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, children might not be directly involved in that domestic violence, but they're still in that household. They're still listening to mummy and daddy arguing or whoever and there's still that impact that that domestic violence can have on them. So I think it's amazing that at least the government are moving forward in the right direction.
Indeed, because, you know, an awful lot more work needs to be done, but this is paving the way, isn't it?
100%, because that is all we can do. That's all I can do, is try and pave the way just to improve the quality of life for islanders, just to improve that quality of life for children and families and pretty much anybody on the island. Because you think to yourself, with the levels of mental health and the level of need at the moment, things have got to start changing in a different direction.
Yes.
And I think that's where the trauma-informed approach is really important, because that way you're able to look at it from a completely different perspective.
Yes, indeed. I remember you telling me the other day that you have 10 ambassadors. Is that still the same?
So there's me and then there's another 10, so there's now 11 of us, which is absolutely...
That's fabulous.
I honestly, when I was talking to the CEO a couple of days ago, I said, how has this happened? Because I joined Wave as an ambassador when the world was in lockdown, and it has just progressed really, it's progressed more than I've ever thought it could. And I think it's one of those things, like, when people have a purpose, it makes people want to come out and help and actually do things for other people.
Indeed. Now, tell us how people can join your 70-30 campaign if they'd like to. Where can they find out more information?
So they can find more information on the Wave Trust website. I can verbally give you the website address now. I can also link it on Facebook.
It's wavetrust.org, isn't it?
Correct. That is correct. And they will find a link to the 70-30 campaign there. And then if people are on the island, they'll obviously come direct to me and I'll just give people an update of what we're doing on the island, because I'm based in the West White. So there's a lot of my focus is obviously where I live. But I'd like to start working with people that live in Pan or Oakfield or Ventnor, because that's where I see a lot of potential transformation, what could happen, and lives being changed. It's just having the right people with the right passion that want to go and help make a difference to people in that community.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie. Now, Ron, did you have any questions?
No, you answered. I was going to ask about the ambassadors, but you've answered that for me. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today, Natalie.
No
We'd
worries.
Love you
thank
to come
you.
Back.
Thank you. Absolutely. I'd like to come back once we know what we're doing with the Christmas competition, because one of the things there is just letting children know that there's people out there looking for that, looking out for them. And I think after the last like year and a half of COVID, children need that positivity there, that they've got things to look forward to. So I'd love to come back and give you that update.
Well, you'll be very welcome. Thank you so much for spending your time to talk to us today.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.